Halacha Beis. Inyan Cholav Udvor Sheitira Toiro Vein Boi Mishumer HaMenachai Kamay Shom Razal Shezeu Chidishu. Regarding milk and honey, which the Torah says is permissible even before you shech the animal or anything like that. And the Gemara tells us in Bechoris, Davov, Davzayin, that this is a major chiddush. Ho inyan al pima shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'maimer tiku gimel amedaber mitoychocho b'likutei tanina. This haluch is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah tiku toychocho, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Ches. Ve'isa shom, Rabbeinu Zal tells us there, shekisha sitrach ro yoy nekes chas shom mi'adas v'chesed igdusha, that when the sitrachra is able to draw from the das and chesed of kedusha, v'azai hatfilo b'b'china zinchas shom, then those tzaddikim who are being mispalil cannot be mispalil the regular type of tfilo, which is chesed, which is called rachami in the Gemara. They can't daven that kind of tefillah because the chesed has been messed up by the sitrachra. The sitrachra is drawing from the chesed. So they have to switch to tefillah bebchinas din. Vazayim is gaber taivas niyuv chasashon. And when the sitrachra is drawing from the das and chesed, we also see his gabrus of taivas niyuv. Azayit srichin balkoya godol shispal tefillah bebchinas din. Then we require somebody very powerful who should give forth a tefillah bebchinas din. The sitrachra, which usually draws from din, when it sees this missile, this tefillah bebechinas din, it wants to swallow it. It wants to grab it and swallow it. But what happens is the tefillah gets stuck in the throat of the sitrachra, as the pasuk says, "Bitzavoro yolinois." And this results in the sitrachra giving back, returning, vomiting up all the kedushos and das and everything that it had swallowed over a period of time. One example of this is the tefillah of Pinchas during the incident of Zimri ben Soloi. Then there was a major hisgabrus of taivas niuf. The Yidden were in a place called Shittim, which is milosin shtus, ruach shtus, pigam adas. The sitrachra was drawing from the das and chesed. So the Yidden were nichshal in the pigam of znus, this pigam taivas niuf, including this leader of the shevet, Zimri ben Soli. Pinchas saw this, and he gave forth a tefillah bebechinas din, vayepalel, it says. Vezehu oisiz vayepalel roshei tevois v'hashlech lefnei paro yehi lesanin. Rabbeinu Zal brings over in Likutei Moran that the word vayepalel is a remez to this inyan of this tefillah bebechinas din, which Moshe Rabbeinu also employed. Vezeh bechinas geirim. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that this results in geirim. Bechinas vayishma Yisroi. What did Yisroi hear that got him to come and join Klal Yisroel? Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amolek, which came about through this tefillah bebechinas din. Vezeh bechinas ramim. This is also tied into thunder. Anani deshafchimaya, clouds that pour water from one to the other. Vaidezeh zoichin lenevuah. This leads to nevuah. Vaidei kolzeh nesoyer koil hanigin amashke sagan shisham gdelim kol arechoiz shaydez. And this also activates the song that nourishes the garden where all the rechois, all the neshamois are nurtured. Shaydezeh machniyin mezane degufa vezane mezane shmosa, which is what subdues the gashmias, the food for the body, and elevates the mezoina de nishmosa, the spiritual, the soul food. And when all of this is in place, then we have the ability to reprimand properly. Because when all of these tikkunim have been done, then when toichocha is given, the toichocha adds reach toiv to the neshama. It doesn't weaken the neshama, it strengthens the neshama. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study this over there in Torah Ches and the Likutei Moran Tanina well. Paragraph Aleph. Vezeh b'chinas iser eva menachayim is a shechita. This is all tied into the fact that we're not allowed to eat meat from an animal until the animal has been shechted properly. ki osulon lechol shum dovrom an achai ki mai de tigan ashchita. Ki achai dahinu ha behema vechai ki yoitse heim bebechinas ksilus, heder adas. Because an animal, behema, or chaya, represents foolishness, lack of das. Shemishom yonikas ha-sitrachra, that's where the sitrachra draws from. Sheheim bechinas ksilus. The sitrachra is referred to as foolishness. Bechinas ruach ha-behemiyis, behema. Shemishom achizas kol ha-taivis. That's where all the taivis roas and midas roas come from. Bechinas taiv befrat taiva klolish u taiva sniuf. Especially vi taiva, the illegal taiva for women, shehu bechinas behemiyis, which is referred to as behemiyis, heder adas, lack of das. It says, she'll do a foolish thing. Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran that when a person's brain is functioning properly, the brain is like a wall to stand up against this taivas niyuf, to give the person the strength he needs not to fall into that. V'alkein yef shalom ulech l'menachai shalot izgabar aleinu chaser shalom ruach ha-behemiyis. This is why we don't eat meat from a living animal, from a behema, when the behema is chai, when the behema is strong, so that we shouldn't give strength to the ruach ha-behema. Yenika l'ruach ha-behema me ruach odom, shabchin azdas. We shouldn't give the behema strength to draw more energy from ruach odom. No, you have these two. You have ruach adam, ruach behema. When the behema has been nichna and the human being eats the behema, then he's making the birur, he's making the tikkun, he's getting strength. The adam is getting strength from the behema. But if the behema is still alive, if a person cut off a piece of meat from the behema while the behema is alive, then the ruach habehemius is still very strong. And when a human being eats that, the behema is going to draw from the adam, not the opposite. The behema is going to be drawing from the Adam who is Bechinas Das. For this reason, we're not allowed to eat from a living animal. Only after the animal underwent the tikkun of shchita. The shchita is done through the knife, shehu bechinas cherev lashem, which is referred to in the Sforim HaKadoshim as the cherev lashem. Bechinas roimem oiskel bigroinom, the cherev bifias biodom. And we know there's a pasuk that connects the cherev to the tefillah. There's a tefillah that's bechinas cherev. That's the tefillah bechinas din. As we discussed earlier, in Hilchas Matnas Kahuna, Halacha Beis, look over there.